Hawaii Senators Brian Schatz and Mazie Hirono are increasingly taking to social media to make their own tweet points over immigration, the travel ban, and health care. And they are getting media attention. Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair has today's reality check. Hey, Chad.
Hello, Beth Ann.
So here we are with a president who has a preference for tweeting about policy and comments about the media.
We sure do.
He's taken a lot of heat for doing that. Now we've got this growing trend to tweet from Hawaii senators. Is this a case of if you can't beat them, join them?
Well, I think, first of all, Senator Schatz and Senator Hirono have been on Twitter for quite some time, as well as Facebook presence. And, of course, they have a typical communications team sending out press releases, and they appear on TV.
Yeah, but not like something, lately.
Something really picked up since President Trump got into office. And in particular, it's those two issues that you mentioned, immigration and health. Remember that Senator Hirono, I believe she still is currently the only immigrant in the U.S. Senate. She was born in Japan. And then with Senator Schatz, his late father, a medical doctor. So not only have they been tweeting out a great deal critical of the administration on these policy issues, they're getting picked up. For example, Senator Schatz recently was on the Stephen Colbert show, not the senator himself, but his tweet about what the Congressional Budget Office had to say about the Senate's health care plan, the one that's being discussed right now. I can't use the exact word that was in the exchange, but it's worth going to. And by the way, Colbert and Schatz got into a Twitter back and forth where they acknowledged each other. And then Hirono, when it comes to the travel ban, as you know, the Supreme Court recently allowed it to partially go through until they review it in October. She called three of the justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, the three horsemen of the apocalypse, and said that the fourth one is on its way. I'm presuming that's the president himself. I don't know. So not only is it the frequency, but it's the tone, the absolute passion that's behind their positions.
Well, I mean, that's just the point, that the tenor of those tweets has changed dramatically. And, you know, and some would say, you know, is this playing the president's game?
And right now, the president, there's actually a poll that says he actually went too far, if you can imagine that, with what he had to say about the Morning Joe host, Mika Brzezinski, about the facelift. And a new poll says he just went over the line. You shouldn't have gone that far. But I think Schatz and Hirono, as well as many other in Washington, and that includes Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Colleen Hanabusa. It hasn't been nearly as active recently, but they're realizing that this can be an effective way to communicate with a heck of a lot of people and to fight back.
And that seems to be, you know, the bottom line for many who have been taking to both, you know, Twitter and many other platforms, that if this is where people are, this is where you have to go.
Right. And of course, it's an extra poignant element regarding the Senator Hirono, who, as we know, just had her second cancer surgery. I'm told she is recovering back in D.C., but she's still being active. I spoke to her staff just the other day, and she's watching the news and hasn't put her Twitter handle down just yet. So they're getting the word out. And I think that speaks well for Hawaii. As you know, we've really made a lot of news in terms of our challenging the immigration ban, Attorney General Doug Chin, the governor's AG. So I think that's nice to see our senators fighting strongly for issues that they feel is important to Hawaii. Remember, we got great health care here, and we are definitely a state of immigrants.
Right on both counts. And we'll talk more about it as it continues to develop. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.